Welcome to the Beis Avad's Business Halacha Daily. Today, I'm joined by Dayan Yitzchak Grossman, senior lecturer and writer for the Beis Avad, and Rosh Chabura of the Greater Washington Community Kollel. So in Western law, there's this concept of vicarious liability, where a corporation, a business, or an employer is sometimes held responsible for the actions of their employees. So you could have a restaurant, and the cook, who's just an employee, serves something that's spoiled, and somebody gets food poisoning, they sue the restaurant. It's the corporation, it's the company that is held liable for the actions of this worker. So how does that apply in halacha to shutfim? You have partners, and let's even imagine they're partners in a restaurant, and they both work in the restaurant, and one of them decides to serve something that was already spoiled and causes someone to get food poisoning and get sued. So who's responsible for that? Is the whole partnership responsible, or that individual is responsible?
This is an area where halacha actually takes a very different view than law, at least modern Western law. While the law does have the notion of vicarious liability, and we're all used to this, that if a clerk, a low-level employee at a company does something wrong, we sue the company. We don't sue him. You know, we obviously expect the company to be responsible for this. Halacha really has no such notion. Halacha really says if someone did something wrong, he's a mazik, or he has whatever his liability is, no one else is responsible. Halacha says, Ein shleich l'dvar aveira, even if you deliberately sent him to injure somebody else, the mishaleach is not chayav. Ein shleich l'dvar aveira. Halacha really has no notion of conspiracy. Halacha has no notion of vicarious liability. Halacha says the person who did something wrong, he's responsible. Nobody else is responsible. The person who sent him, maybe his grumma, indirectly caused the harm, but certainly for liability in Beis Din, while the law has the notion of respondeat superior, let the superior answer, let the boss answer, let the company answer, halacha really has no such notion. And al pi halacha, as if one partner did something wrong, he served spoiled food or something like that, halacha would say the business as a whole is not responsible, the other partners are not responsible, he's a mazik, he's sue him, he's personally responsible, the rest of the business has no responsibility. That's halacha in and of itself. There are poskim who have tried to argue in similar cases involving businesses and so on, that by now in the modern world there is a clear minhag, as you mentioned earlier. People would be very surprised if you told them that you can't sue anyone except the individual person who caused you the injury. And therefore various poskim, notably Rav Moshe Perlmutter about a century ago, argues in various tshuvos that halacha does have the notion of vicarious liability with regard to businesses, companies, because it's the minhag, because that's what everyone expects. When you gave your suit into the dry cleaner, and they broke it, and they damaged it, you understand that you're not going to have to sue the individual garment worker who damaged it. You understand that you're going to sue the company. Everyone went into the transaction with those expectations, and therefore he and some other poskim have argued that based on the general rules of minhag, that there is an expectation that the company as a whole will be responsible and not just the individual person, individual employee or partner who caused the damage.
If you enjoyed this video and would like to receive more like it, or to sponsor a future video, please visit beisavad.org.